And welcome to our last edition of Zav Chat for Term 3, 2024. Looking forward today because we're delving into the mighty world of music, which makes up such a great part of Xavier College. James and Don will introduce shortly, but first of all, our school captain extraordinaire in the home stretch, Jared, and of course our principal, Bill Doherty. Good morning, lad.
Thanks, Shane. Jared?
Good morning, Mr. Doherty. Good morning, Mr. Healy. Great to be here for the last one of Term 3.
Correct. You're nearly there too, mate, at the end of the day. And a really special time too for you as we're announcing our college captains for 2025. And so, you know, 365 days ago, you know, that was you, and it's been hopefully a special journey. I won't give too much away because we can't wait. You're obviously, along with your fellow vice captains, on for the last episode that we will have with you in Term 4. But let's get stuck into the show today, hey? And it's great to have James De Rosario, our Head of Music, and Don Jeffrey, our Captain of Music. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for joining, for inviting us along.
Yeah, great to see you, lad.
It's fantastic. Hey, James, I'm going to cast back. 2020 you started, auspicious, like right as we waded into COVID. And I can still remember those the incredible ingenuity of the music department during those COVID years that I felt gave us the spark. You know, and that spark is a constant part of the music department. You must be proud of it.
Oh, absolutely. We have an amazing team here, and the way we flipped to online learning and all of those things, that was a big team effort. And I like to think that that team effort continues with every event that we run, the way we like to review and continue to evolve and really make sure that we get the very best out of our boys.
And it's so palpable, I've got to say. But where I was almost going to go with the question really was to say, hey, you know, you've come in from a great school down the road with a very proud music reputation of its own, but you know, how have you seen Xavier as you've come sort of wading in? You know, sometimes we develop, you know, reputations in other areas, and probably in the past, you know, we were strong with, you know, football and sport, and sometimes people get those things in their mind. But how have you seen Xavier, firstly, and then how have you seen our music department as you've come?
You're a great person to ask this question, actually.
Well, thank you. Well, look, absolutely. As I came and applied for the job, I spoke to a lot of people about the school, and you talk about reputation, and there was no hiding the fact that Xavier was seen as a big sporting school and it had a strong sport program. But the more I talked to people, the more I learned about the music department and about the incredible educators that you have here, that we have here, really. And so that inspired me to continue down the path of wanting to be part of that program. And then coming here, I've actually been really pleasantly surprised. I think that the sporting reputation is there for good reasons, because there's been great results in that. But actually, the school is so much more than that. I think that we have an incredible music program, which is really part of what we do at the school every day. You can see it in our assemblies. You can see it in our masses. And of course, within the actual lessons that take place each week and in our co-curricular ensemble program. So I think there's a lot more to this school than that reputation. I also love the fact that there's so much giving at the school, that there's this sense of generosity, which I think is really wonderful.
Good timing, because Bill, you've done your Xavier News article on that very topic.
I have, yeah, into the whole world of generosity, and one of the points being that it's not just a material thing. Mm. You know, it's who you are, it's how you live your life, it comes from your heart, and everyone can give every single day. And I think that's us. And James, it's lovely that you've sort of picked up on that. But maybe just tell us a bit more about the music program and its breadth, because, you know, they're up to 900 boys who, you know, who study and play musical instruments at the college. As you say, it's completely enmeshed in everything that we do. Mm.
Absolutely. Look, everywhere you go, either at our junior campus or here at the senior school, it is there every moment of the day. We have a wide range of events. We have a huge number of ensembles and co-curricular groups, which covers everything from prep, kids in prep, all the way up to our year 12s. It covers everything from singing to strings to rock bands, jazz bands, everything. So it's really terrific. So I think we provide a huge breadth of what we do, from our year 3 strings program to up to our year 5 instrumental program, and then into our co-curricular space. We do run well over 120 just music events. That's not including our masses. So when you start including the terrific work that the team does with music at Mass, you're probably looking over well over 200 events per year. Mm, we have a terrific team of 40 staff. Like you said, we have about 900 boys involved each week. It's really part of something that we do every day.
Jared?
So just picking up on something, what you said about how music is very well sort of represented at the school. So you get bands playing at assembly and boys singing at Mass and all these. We can always see sort of the great musicians we have. I don't know, at Burke Hall, it was everyone had to do an instrument in year five. It was compulsory, and then you could keep going. Is that the same now with sort of the new model at the junior school, or has it changed? Oh,
absolutely. No, our year five program, I think, is one of the most successful programs that we have. It's incredibly successful as well when you compare it to other programs at other schools. And so that was one of those things that we really wanted to continue to enhance and evolve. We don't want to touch something that works really, really well. We just want to keep reviewing it and making sure that we continue to improve. So we've got a wonderful Year 5 program. The kids are really invested in that, and we hope that the parents are enjoying the sounds at home as those beginner students practice hard at home.
But it is lovely, isn't it? And I often will refer to when I walk into kindergarten, here's Cassandra's photo on the wall so that all the little people can remember the face and the parents. And she goes right through our program. So not only, starting to teach some of the basic elements of music for our very youngest Severians, but then she's right up in the Great Hall at a 5 to 12, concert. It's a great point of connectivity. I was going to throw over to you, though, Don, because I think talking of how well immersed and visible and life-giving music is at Xavier. If I put an example to you, I think you're one of our best-known prefects. And it's not just because every rector's assembly you're up, conducting Sursum Corda, but it's because of the visibility of the program and also because of who you are. So welcome in. But is that a fair comment that the visibility and the presence and the opportunity is a good one?
Yeah, definitely. I think music is just such a big part of the school, and really every day, no matter where you are, there's music. For many years now, I've been playing an instrument basically every day at school, which is a bit hard for my mum because you have to wake up early in the morning every day. Music is such a big part of the school, and it's in everything we do. I'm always, when we used to have sax down at the Great Hall and the Studied Hall, you'd always be hearing these musical instruments going around the whole time, which was sometimes a bit annoying, but it's also, I think it's really beautiful, and it really just reflects how broad the school is and how many opportunities we have here. Yeah.
So you obviously love it, Don, and great to have you as part of this musical Zav Chat today. When did you start at Xavier, and tell us a bit about your own personal journey?
So I started at Xavier quite a while ago now. I was back in 2012 in prep. Music almost instantly became a part of my life when I joined at Xavier. I wasn't born into a very musical family, I guess, but as soon as I came to Xavier, I was cast out in the deep, I guess, because we started with...
Well said.
We started out with classroom music with my teacher, Ms. Scher, and that really just gave me an introduction into something which is really a part of my life now. And so it was with her support, I guess, that I started piano in year two, and that's when I really fell in love with music, because I like to think of music as a way in which people can express themselves and their stories, and something really beautiful. And so when I started with the piano, it was really a way for me to express myself, my feelings and my thoughts. And then that really blossomed and continued into year three, year four and year five with the strings program. And so that was really the second part of music for me, which is being able to connect with people. So year three and four with playing the violin. Oh, I became part of an orchestra with all my other friends. And so that was really great because we created really beautiful memories making all this music together. But also it was a way for me to connect with people and to really to see my friends each day. And I think that's a really great part of the college, that music brings people together and it lets us make our own stories together through music. Yeah.
Oh, that's outstanding. Let's keep it going. I can't wait for you to tell the rest of your story. Particularly, obviously, now voice is a significant component for you, and I don't profess to be a guru in the space, but I can certainly have had the great joy of being in front of you, listening to you, and I love how you speak about others so often. But let's just talk about you for a second. You're about to roll into your VCE performance, which is exciting, but I've seen your voice develop and grow and mature and just become so much more sophisticated over the journey. I'm probably not using terribly great musical language there. But maybe tell us a little bit about that component for you, Don.
Yeah, sure. So I was first introduced to voice at the school in year two as well, when Mr. Cole, who's a great choral teacher here, he recommended that I join the Australian Boys Choir. And so that was through the school that came in and auditioned. And so then as a part of that, my voice really developed, I guess, at the school, particularly through liturgical singing. So anyone who's been to our masses would know that I'm always up there. Father Chris loves to get me to sing.
And doing a fantastic job on my dad.
Thank you. Yeah. And so with that, I mean, the school really just pushed me to continue singing, even as boys, you know, our voices tend to break around year seven, year eight. So that was a really, it's a kind of a difficult time, I guess. And a lot of boys stopped singing, but I think the school was really great in the ability that it kept the choirs going. It allowed me to start singing the male parts as well. And so that really pushed me to continue to sing and continue to develop. And I guess that's really blossomed as I've come into the senior campus with the inclusion. We do music performance here at Xavier. So there's music repertoire performance, which is a VCE subject. And so that's really allowed me to expand into some complex styles of music. I mean, most famously, I sang opera at the Languages Week Assembly. Correct. And that wouldn't have been possible without the support of my VCE teacher, Mr. O'Shaughnessy, who really helped me, I guess, to expand into that region of singing and to really develop my voice to be able to sing something that good. Yeah.
I think there's a real beauty, Don, in the fact that, as you said, a boy can come to Xavier from a not overly musical family and really fall in love with their instrument or with playing in a band through doing music at Xavier. So as one of the most accomplished music students at the school, what would you say to boys maybe in year five or just starting their journeys here about getting into doing a musical instrument, or maybe if they're maybe not enjoying it as much, what would you say to them to try and keep them coming back and sort of practicing and that sort of thing?
Well, I think, first of all, music is a really, really great skill for anyone to have. It's something that you can continue with for the rest of your life. It's a great hobby, but also, as I said before, it's a really a way to express yourself. You know, I really love how with music you can have the same song, the same piano, and yet when two people go to play, it's always different because music is a story and everyone connects with the story differently. And so I think that's really beautiful because it allows people to fully and wholly express themselves. And then also for the boys, it's just a really great opportunity to meet people. You know, we talked before about sport and how that brings people together at Xavier, and it's the same with music. It brings your friends together. It brings you with like-minded people, and you have a lot of opportunities to connect and to meet loads of other people, especially with the tours and the upcoming tour next year to Europe for the string orchestra.
Yeah. And I wouldn't mind just exploring two quick things, both you, Don, and James. One is your big performance that's coming up. Could you tell our many listeners to Zav Chat exactly what happens in that? And then we might ask James the same question because he's probably overseeing it for a lot of boys, not just yourself. Then I've just got one other as well. You fired, Don. Good luck with your big solo performance that's coming up.
Yeah, so I have my VCE recitals coming up in less than a month now. So it's a bit nerve-wracking. But yeah, it's just going to be a really great opportunity for me to showcase all the work and the dedication that I've done throughout the last 12 years of my life with singing. It's something that, even though it's very daunting, it's something that I'm really looking forward to because I'm going to put my best foot forward and use all the work and all the support that I've been given through Xavier to put my best foot forward and to really show my musical ability.
So, yeah. James, in my head, I'm visualising Don walking into a room with a couple of judges sitting there and away he goes. Could you put some meat on that bone? What actually happens?
Well, you're absolutely right. You go in there and your job is to present a recital which has a number of categories. So you have to present Australian works, modern works. You have to display a whole range of technical requirements so to show off what you're able to do on your instrument. So, but as well, and I think the most important thing is you have to show a big level, a high level of musical maturity. You have to be able to sell a story and you have to be able to convince your listeners, who in this case are your examiners, about what you're doing and the story that you want to create, the emotions that you want to share with them. And so it's a very sophisticated part of the exam process, is to be able to convince your examiners about what you're doing. We've got a number of boys going into that very, very soon.
So I'll be sending them a copy of Zav Chat because if they listen listened on to what you've just finished talking to us about. I reckon you've just covered that whole element of the components. But the other thing I wanted to really pick up on is music is fun at Xavier. You know, I see genuine joy. You were talking of Mr. O'Shaughnessy and guiding him into the operatic element, and yet the a cappella will be up, you know, and they'll be doing a Coldplay song or, you know, a whole wonderful bit of variety. And I just see students having fun. And you talked about bringing community together and all of the byplays, you know, and you might be off to Mount Gambier, you know, and a whole series of other the touring experiences. But the regularity of gathering, it looks a good place to be.
Yeah, most certainly. Music, it's a journey, and it's about the people that you meet along the way. And I've been really fortunate because I've been here for so long. I've gotten to meet so many people and had so many great experiences. Like, for example, with Jared earlier this year, we got to go to Loretto for a lunchtime concert, yep, which was a lot of fun. music's just a really great way to meet people and have experiences. And the other big one for me was the Sydney tour. So last year, the string orchestra and the choir, we went together to Sydney. And that was really one of the most special moments of my life, especially because I was playing together with my friend Jordan up at the Sydney Opera House on stage.
Wow.
And that's something that I'll never forget because, I mean, how many 17-year-olds can say we've gotten to play on that stage together, one of the most premier music places in the world? Gee. So it was really very, very special.
And James, I'd love to throw that over to you because you lead also a it oozes out of you, but you lead a wonderful team of staff who bring this to life, who bring these experiences to life, but they bring fun to life. And you see that every time that they're around, and you see they're a wonderful team.
Oh, absolutely. I have a philosophy that if I'm not enjoying myself, then no one else is enjoying themselves, right? Yeah. So I like to think that I have a little bit of a sense of humour, so I like to try and make things light and enjoyable. So if I'm having a good time, then everyone's having a good time. But at the same time, we want to educate the boys and we want to teach them how to express themselves through music, and so it's finding that right balance of discipline as well as having a really fun time.
And Bill, I'll pick up on what James is just saying. I was heading into your office one day for a chat, and along the corridor was James, and Shane, and he was wanting to let me know that he had just secured the Australian String Quartet for an event at Xavier, and might the foundation support it? And the excitement in James was palpable. So that's not a put-on, folks. I saw it for myself. And it might be a good lead-in to that big event that is coming up, James.
Tell us about it, James.
Only a couple of weeks away.
Absolutely. This is in the first week back of next term, so it's really not far away, Thursday the 10th of October. And I'm so thrilled to have the Australian String Quartet coming to the school. Their cellist is Michael Dullenberg, who's an old Zav from 2003. And so it's wonderful to be able to invite him back to his old school and to be able to put on the concert. And in some of our communications, he said, I'm so looking forward to playing in the Memorial Chapel. So that's really lovely. But they are one of my most favourite groups. I try to go to all of their concerts in the city when they're here in Melbourne. And their level of musicality and their level of performance is absolutely phenomenal. And if you haven't seen them play live, I would urge you to come and watch this concert because you'll be really blown away.
Oh, well done. And that is your thing too, to be fair, isn't it?
I am a string player, so I might be biased, but I think no matter who you watch, if they are incredibly convincing, it doesn't matter if you play the same instrument as them, you can sense it and you can really share that wonderful performance that they put on.
It comes out and bubbles out in so many ways. You know, we've had our jazz musicians in and again on their tour to the US, you know, and being at the home and the heart of jazz, you can just see how it infused into them, and then they just grew another leg, you know, as they went off and played. But I want to ask maybe Jared and Don a question. I always have a little theory that the capacity of a boys' school is its capacity to sing. And some students, you know, like yourself, Don and Jared, you're in the a cappella as well, you know, you've got a wonderful gift and you share that so generously. But one of the highlights for me of the year is at the end of term two in the house chorals, and everyone gets involved. And whilst not everyone shares your great skill, that selfless capacity to go, hey, we're in here together, I think it says something really special about community, about that preparedness to give of yourself into the space. You know, how do you just the vibe, you know, amongst your fellow Xavierians and where you see music and how others who mightn't be as musical appreciate it, and maybe talk to us a little bit about the vibe of music at Xavier amongst the common folk.
Yeah, I think it's really great how you put it with the house chorals, because obviously not everyone is overly musically talented, but everyone, I think, can appreciate the work that our music students do, particularly at assemblies. We always have our raucous applauses for the jazz bands or whoever else is playing, which is really great, and especially at the house chorals. You know, there's dancing and singing and all this stuff going on, and it can be a bit nerve-wracking, especially for our younger students. But all the boys, particularly the older ones, they always get around everyone else, and there's always big applauses, and everyone's really appreciative of all the efforts that go in. And I think that's really great that at Xavier we have all these different people doing all these different things, but at the end of the day, everyone's always supportive of each other and pushing each other to be the best that we can be. So, yeah.
Well, so there, Skipper, your last call.
Yeah, well, I think it says a lot about the school, the way we can come together sort of as a community and sing so genuinely and so sort of to the best of our differing abilities and varying abilities. The house chorals is a great example of how, especially led by the older boys, everyone sort of at the senior campus can come together and just put on their best effort and, you know, put together something special that they've worked hard to create together. And I think the way we sing at mass, school masses, and especially sort of towards the end of year 12 at things like Valete, is definitely a great indicator of the sort of, I don't know, culture we have around singing at Xavier, because You Raise Me Up, songs like You Raise Me Up and On Eagle's Wings are always sung with such passion and, yep, and yeah, sort of genuine love for the songs and singing together as a school and sort of as a boys' school as well, I think.
It's pretty special.
It is wonderful, and you think, and I was going to come back to liturgical singing, it gives life to our expression of faith, but it's, again, whether it's in the Memorial Chapel or even in the Great Hall or in the sports centre when, you know, the whole school community is together for St Ignatius Day, and the gift that the music team give to the school in lifting roofs off every time, it's incredibly special and it makes you feel part of it.
Massive, Bill. I totally agree. James, we're about to go around the grounds with our school captain, who'll be telling us all the comings and goings. But apart from October 10, mm-hmm, string quartet, I don't think we gave the time for that. Is it 5 o'clock?
It starts at 5:30 p.m.
5:30, okay. Yep. I just want people to really have that clear in their mind.
Yep.
And I would urge them to get along as well. It's about an hour in the chapel.
It's only about an hour long.
Fantastic.
Concert.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
But what else is coming up? I know there's a big event next year. Any other events you'd really like to promote now while we've got you here?
You referenced the Hamer Hall concert next year, but we won't talk about that too much now. But we do have a lot of events next term, particularly in week two. But in week four, we've got the Gala Soiree. So
right,
the Gala Soiree is all the boys have to audition to get a place in this particular concert. So there's only 10 places. So the quality and the competition to get a spot is really high.
That's good.
It's a really fantastic event to really showcase the very best of our student body, and the quality of the music is outstanding.
And I would like to really push those two events. The quartet will be extraordinary on 10 October. But that Gala Soiree, these are how our parents in our community to come in and listen to this, you'd sell tickets literally for $100. I think the quality of the musicianship of some of our younger students, not just the dons of the world who are in year 12 and about to do their VCE performance, is quite extraordinary. So it's something that we can all be part of together.
And let's have a where and when, if we can, James, for the Gala Soiree.
So the Gala Soiree is held in the Memorial Chapel on Thursday the 24th of October, which is week three, and that starts at 7 p.m. and it's free ticket, so please just turn up and come and watch.
So two big Thursdays, folks, to mark in the calendar. 10th and 24th. They both sound fantastic.
Memorial Chapel, stunning, place to exhibit this.
The wonderful
skills. Mm. So, all right, Skipper, for one of your final times, let's go round the grounds, hey?
Certainly, Mr. Doherty. And so the final week of Term 3, and while it may be the last, certainly not the least, on Tuesday at Burke Hall, we had our grandparents' mass in the Garnet Hall. So a great day for grandparents at the college.
And an amazing success, Jared.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic feedback. Yeah.
And we also had the intermediate spring concert on Tuesday night here at the senior campus. So a great way for our music students to show off their talents and hard work. Yesterday, Wednesday, we had our rector's assembly in which all of the new prefects for 2025 were ushered in. So a big congratulations to all of those boys, and I'm sure we're in good hands for next year.
Correct, and we'll have a few of those in term four. So we'll say more then. Keep going, Jared. Yeah.
Certainly. And so Thursday, we've also got the last house mass of the year, being Regis, as well as the Year 10 Sakrika and Sienna Dancing Social. So a great night for many boys there.
Always a big one.
Definitely, that's right. On Friday, we'll have our Footy Colours Day, which will go along with the theme of mental health that we're pushing around the college, as well as a voluntary mass, the last one of 2024, which will be a great way to sort of finish the term off for Year 12s as they look ahead to their trials and the final stretch of exams.
And one of your greatest around the grounds performances, Jarrett. That was just superb.
Thanks.
We've got a lot of good content in the last term, but this has been terrific today, James and Don, to really get a feel for music at Xavier College, something you must be proud of, Bill.
Incredibly proud, and as I said, it's the quality of the human for me in the experiences both of our staff and our students, how they are with each other, how giving they are, it brings it to life in so many ways, but yeah, it's a wonderful, rich part of Xavier life.
So ZavChat is back in Term 4. James, thank you.
Thank you.
Great chatting today. And Don, really lovely to have you as well.
Cheers, Heels.
Good on you.
And good luck too, Don, as you go into your next month.
So ZavChat returns in the first week of Term 4. But so I won't say 7 days hence today. I'll just say come and join us then for another edition of ZavChat.